Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some. A man is born, he's a man of means. Then along come two, they got nothing but their genes. But they got different strokes it takes, different strokes it takes, different strokes to move the world. Everybody's got a special kind of story. Everybody finds a way to shine. It don't matter that you got not a lot. So what? They'll have theirs and you'll have yours and I'll have mine. And together we'll be fine. Cause it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
I got it. I got it. I got it. I got it.
It's for me. I'm expecting a phone call.
Well, so am I. I'm not, but I like to answer phones.
Hello. Yes, yeah, he is. Yeah, okay, just a minute. Now, there's a chick with a real sexy voice.
Then it must be for me.
Dad! Dad, it's for you. A lady named Valerie Hunter.
Valerie Hunter? What a wonderful surprise. You think her voice is sexy, you ought to see where it comes from. Val. Hey, how nice. When did you get to town? When can I see you? Tonight? Great. Where are you staying? How about 7 o'clock? Hey, let's get an early start, because when I see you, I am really going to... Yeah. Hey, I won't be having dinner with you tonight, kids. A friend of mine is in town from England.
England? Isn't that where they talk funny?
No, that's the Bronx. Anyway, she's only in town for one night.
Then why waste time having dinner? Take her right to the movie.
Good thinking, Arnold. You are in charge tonight, Kimberly.
Okay, Daddy.
Why is she in charge?
Because I'm the oldest. I've done babysitting for people.
Babysitting? I'm no baby. I kicked the diaper habit years ago.
Me too. You try to change me, you're in for a big surprise.
Okay, kids, knock it off. You're right, you're not babies. But Kimberly is in charge.
Kimberly!
Thanks for waiting till I open the door.
Dad, you remember Natalie?
Hi.
Cindy?
Hello.
Tootie?
Hi, Mr. Drummond.
And Molly from my school.
How are the beauties from the Eastland Girls' School?
Oh, they could come, so they sent us.
You know my brothers, Willis and Arnold?
Hi.
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 Hi, dude.
Oh, isn't he the cutest thing you ever saw?
Oh, I just love that baby face.
He looks like a chipmunk with its cheeks full of nuts.
Get away from me, you cheek freaks.
I'm saving my cheeks for the woman I married.
So what are you guys doing here anyway?
We're having a slumber party over at my house.
We decided on the spur of the moment.
Get your sleeping bag, Kimberly,
and stuff it with pizza.
Well, gee, I'd love to, but I'm babysitting tonight.
Hey, I told you, watch who you calling a baby.
Yeah, I'm only a week away from puberty. And Willis is just recovering from it.
Hey, Molly, will your mother be home tonight to supervise?
Oh, sure.
How about boys at the party?
If you know any, send them over.
Okay, honey, you can go. It'll be all right.
Thank you, Daddy.
Oh, Kimberly, you better go pack your gear.
Better get a forklift. She packs a suitcase that Arnold Schwarzenegger couldn't lift.
Well, I guess I better call my friend and tell her I can't make it tonight.
You mean you'll trust Kimberly to take charge, but not me? I'm just as mature as she is.
Right. What do you have to do to be mature around here? Well, bra?
Willis, I left you in charge once. Remember what happened? Arnold ate too much and got sick.
Dad, that happens no matter who's in charge.
You also stayed up too late. Now, I don't want to argue the point. I have to call Valerie.
Dad, don't cancel your date. If they start drafting women, you may never see one again.
Come on, Dad. Don't I deserve a second chance?
Yes, son, of course you do.
Thanks, Dad.
Okay, I'll leave the restaurant telephone number right here in case there are any problems. I expect you boys to behave just as though I were here. On second thought, that's not good enough.
Willis, you did it.
Did what?
Oh, we got it made, man. We got the whole place to ourselves. We're gonna call Pizza Delight, Chicken Delight, Ice Cream Delight, and every delight that delivers.
No, we aren't, Arnold. No way. You either do what I say and toe the line, or go to bed without dinner.
What you talking about, Willis?
I'm talking about Dad left me responsible. We're not gonna blow a lot of money on junk food. I'm gonna cook us dinner.
If you're cooking, I'll take my chances with the junk food.
Nope. I'm gonna make us some fried eggs, fried potatoes, fried hot dogs, and fried beans. Boy, tonight we're gonna eat health food.
Yeah.
Well, let's get something straight, little brother. I'm in charge tonight, and what I say goes. Get it?
I got a feeling if I don't get it, I'll get it.
It's been almost a year, Phil.
You haven't changed a bit. You're still as lovely as ever.
And you haven't changed either. You've still got quite a line.
I hope you're still buying it.
I just happen to be in a buying mood.
I wish you could stay longer, Belle.
And I wish that your penthouse wasn't full of kids.
No kids in your hotel.
I'm glad you noticed.
Why don't you settle down in New York? Aren't you tired of flying all around the world selling your cosmetics?
A girl has to work for a living, unless she's married.
Keep up the good work.
Mr. Gentleman, phone call for you.
Oh, thank you. It's got to be my kids. I hope nothing happened. Hello? Willis, what's wrong? Nothing. Is that a serious nothing or a nothing-nothing? Yeah, I see. Yes, you may have a few of your friends come and sleep over. Thanks for calling, Willis. Good night. Oh, Willis, how many kids? How many? I hope I didn't say yes too soon.
I've had nights like that myself.
When Willis says a few friends, it could be anywhere from 2 to 100.
Well, let's see. Which of my friends should I invite over?
What do you mean, your friends? I thought of it. This is my party.
What do you mean, your party? This is our party.
Okay. This is our party, to which none of your friends are coming. Dad said I'm captain of this ship.
Well, you better watch it, Captain, or I'll mutiny all over your bounty.
Listen, Arnold, you'll have a good time. I'm going to invite Vernon, Jimmy, and Charles.
Charles? He's a dummy that went to the zoo and asked to see the Easter seal.
Look, Arnold, why don't you go get washed up or I'll tan your butt?
My butt's already tan.
Arnold, get going.
I'm not moving till you say please.
Move it or I'll bounce you off the wall.
That's close enough.
Phil, do you remember that dinner in Venice?
Mm-hmm.
And the gondola ride afterwards?
Yeah.
I thought the gondolier had a lovely voice. Mm-hmm. But you didn't. So you shot him and threw him in the canal. Mm-hmm. Phil, testing, 1, 2, 3.
Huh?
You're not listening to me.
Oh, yes, I am. This fellow was singing, he got shot in the Erie Canal.
Close.
No, I'm sorry, Val, I wasn't listening. I was thinking about my boys and what could be happening at home.
Well, why don't you give them a call?
Oh, you're so understanding. Captain, could we have a telephone, please? I'll just make this one call, and then I'm all yours.
Promises, promises.
Good evening.
Good evening.
What can Sasha play for you? But I'm warning you, I must warn you that Sasha's violin has been known to drive lovers crazy.
How about Arrivederci Roma? Is that safe?
I think I can keep that one under control.
Your phone, Mr. Drummond.
Oh, sorry, Sasha. Hold it just for a moment, please.
Certainly, sir.
All right, you first creeps.
Get off my planet or I'll laser beam you back to the moon.
Willis, will you tell Arnold to blast off?
Oh, come on. You guys promised that I could play with you.
Didn't we play hide and seek like you wanted?
Yeah, we even let you hide in the closet.
But you didn't have to lock the door.
I got it.
Hello?
Oh,
hi, Dad. Yeah, everything's real cool. I only invited three guys. Yeah, Vernon, Jimmy, and Charles.
Charles? Isn't that the kid that went to the zoo and asked to see the Easter seal?
Yeah, that's him, Dad. Yeah, everything's okay.
Dad, you want to know what Willis did? He made a wonderful dinner. He fried everything but the table. What are you eating?
Well, we're going to have some vichy choix, some goose liver pate, snails, sweetbreads, and crepe Suzettes.
Boy, talk about junk food. Yeah, we'll be good. Yeah, I don't know Willis is in charge. Good night.
What are you girls doing back here?
Well, Molly couldn't have a slumber party because her brother's sick. And Cindy was afraid we'd catch it.
So Kimberly said to come over here.
What are you guys going to do with those sleeping bags? Sleep in them?
No, we're going to hang from the ceiling by our toes like bats.
How are we going to have a slumber party here, Kimberly?
You're not.
The party's been canceled, girls. I'm in charge. So why don't you just get lost?
Uh-oh, we're in trouble.
You guys go pick up your bear rolls and get out of here.
Who needs this?
Right? Get out, right.
Put those bed rolls down, girls.
I said pick them up.
I said put them down.
You guys make up your minds. I'm getting the bends.
Leave them down. Now that I'm back, I'm in charge, little brother.
Who you calling little brother, short-haired sister?
Willis, you're only taller by an afro.
It's not that funny.
Come on, girls, open up your sleeping bag.
I said the party's canceled, girls. So why don't you just go home?
I am home, Willis. You know, you're being very bullheaded.
You also resemble the other half of that bull.
Look, Kimberly, Dad put me in charge, but I'll give you a break. You can have your slumber party here.
Oh, isn't he good to us?
Let's all bow and kiss his ring.
Thank you so much.
All right, cool it. We'll take the sleeping bags up to your room.
Oh, my room? Are you kidding? You guys take your sleeping bags and go up to your room.
But we need more room because we're bigger.
Yeah, that's right.
We're bigger.
I pass.
What does size have to do with it, Mr. Macho?
Yeah. Want to go a couple rounds?
I'm being attacked by Wonder Woman. Don't give me no money.
Silly Willis.
She's got a point there.
Shut up, Arnold. When I want you to talk, I'll tell you.
Willis, you shouldn't talk to Arnold that way.
It's rude.
It's humiliating.
It's demeaning. Yeah, Willis, it's rude, it's humiliating, and demilitating.
Well, this is a democracy. I say we take a vote to see who goes upstairs.
There's not going to be a vote. I'm running this democracy.
Willis, that doesn't make sense.
It doesn't have to make sense. It's an argument. A vote wouldn't do any good anyway because there's five of us and five of you. It's a deadlock. Come on, guys.
Yeah. But Willis, it wouldn't be a deadlock if it was 6-4.
Yeah, but one of them isn't going to vote with us.
No, but one of us is going to vote with them. Guess who?
Good for you, Arnold.
Willis, I'm tired of you picking on me.
So am I. Willis, this is war.
Oh, yeah, all right.
Gee, Arnold, is Willis always so rotten and unreasonable like this?
No, this is one of his better days.
You know, he's really a dictator. I wonder what's bothering him.
He's probably been taking obnoxious pills.
You know, he's usually a lot like this. I wonder why he's so grouchy.
Maybe he's teething again.
Maybe he needs a shot of prune juice.
I bet he's going through some phase of adolescent crisis.
You mean like pimples?
Well, I don't know what his problem is, but I'm sure not giving in. In fact, I'm going to call Daddy and see what he has to say about this.
Right.
Now, what can I do to keep you from leaving tomorrow?
I'm sorry, Phil, but as they say, business before pleasure.
Well, at least we still got tonight for pleasure before business. Sasha, may we have that number now, please?
If Monsieur is ready, Sasha is. Would the lovely lady like to hear Herder Giroma?
Yes, and don't hold back, Sasha. This is our night for crazy.
Sasha knows where you're coming from.
Phone call for you, Mr. Grimm.
Hello? Kimberly. What are you doing at home? Sorry, Val. Yeah, I see. Look, the apartment is big enough for all of you. Now, you work it out.
Arrivederci, without the Roma.
Well, I want you and Willis to come to some kind of a compromise, and that's an order. Good night, Kimberly. Where's Sasha?
He left, and it may be catching.
I'm really sorry, Val.
I've been in a romantic triangle before, but the third party was never a telephone.
Now, how do I know he said that? I wasn't on the phone, so I'm still in charge.
Listen, Willis.
You be quiet, you traitor.
Yeah, Benedict Arnold.
Quit picking on me. Haven't you heard of ERA? Equal rights for Arnold. Come on, guys, let's have a conference.
Yeah.
Us girls have a conference, too. I mean them and me.
You know, we have to figure out a way to get rid of them.
Mm-hmm. I know. Let's use our feminine wiles.
I don't think I have any of those.
Me either. But I'm expecting some any minute now.
Natalie, what do you mean by feminine wiles?
She means sweet talk them into doing what we want.
Oh, that won't work with Willis. You gotta use psychology on him.
What kind of psychology?
Tell him Donna Summer is in the lobby.
Arnold, you're really not helping.
Yeah. Why don't you go swim a few laps in the kitchen sink?
Leave Arnold alone. He's cute. I got a mind, too, you know. I'm not just a pair of pretty cheeks. Hey, listen, let's forget Willis. Let's play Space Patrol.
That's for children.
Well, we're children.
I'm not a child. I'm a woman.
Well, if you're a woman, I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Arnold, honey, why don't you just go back on the boys' side, and I think that we can find a way to figure this out ourselves.
Right. Yeah, you
are. Bye, Arnold.
Yeah, women. Who says you can't live without them? Hi, guys, I'm back. What's the plan?
The plan is for you to get lost, Tonko.
Yeah, beat it.
Who needs you?
Stick you in the toilet.
Any other plans?
Arnold, we don't want you, get it?
You don't want me, the girls don't want me. Well, at least I still have a close relationship with the refrigerator.
Look, Willis, this is ridiculous. We have to be down here because we need the kitchen to make cookies for Career Day Monday at school.
What's Career Day?
That's when parents come to school and tell what their careers are.
My father's coming for it. He's a lawyer in Washington, so he'll never be out of work.
Why not?
Because he keeps politicians out of jail.
That cookie jazz, man, it's a trick.
Yeah, Vernon's right.
Don't give in, Willis. If you want lousy food, you can eat my mother's cookie.
No dice, Kimberly. All right. If you want a slumber party, it'll be in your room.
Now, be fair. At least let's flip a coin to see who goes upstairs.
I already know who goes upstairs. You. And that's the way it should be, because men always run things.
Yeah.
You know, there have been a lot of women who have run things also.
Sure. Ever hear of Gloria Steinem, Indira Gandhi, and Margaret Thatcher?
I never watched Charlie's Angels.
Now,
Hey, Willis, if you're looking for a fight, you're gonna get it.
That's right. I'll roller skate all over your face.
You try it and your skate key will be growing out of your nose.
Poor boys. It must have been hard on your parents not having children.
All right, Kimberly. You guys, get going. Get upstairs.
Stop telling us what to do.
We can tell you what to do.
Man, this is the best seat in the house.
Thank you. How about some champagne, Belle?
Champagne makes me lose my inhibitions.
A case of champagne, Kate. We'll take the Pierre Moulin Belle Village.
Pierre Moulin Belle Village.
Number 24.
Oh, certainly. Merci.
Oh, Sasha.
Sasha?
No more phone calls?
No more phone calls.
Same song?
Same song.
Very well. Another call, Mr. Drummond. Sasha can't take no more. Do they interrupt Heifetz? Do they interrupt Menowin? They don't even interrupt Henny Youngman.
Well, really.
No. I've got it all figured out. I'll go to a phone booth and call in our date.
Hello. Willis, I don't care how you decide. You just settle it and no more phone calls. Is that clear? Good night. There shouldn't be any more problems. Once I really put my foot down, the kids fall right into line. I'm really sorry, Sasha. Please, won't you play first?
Sir, I do not take bribes.
Well, I just...
I do take tips.
Merci.
Arrivederci, Roma. Please, Sasha.
I'll try to remember. It's been so long.
I don't believe this.
Dad,
you and the girls were missing a reason. Off it in the hole upstairs.
No, they were being bothered.
They wouldn't go upstairs, Dad.
One at a time, please.
Bill, this is really romantic. It's like dating the Teamsters Union.
This is my about-to-be-punished family. Arnold, Kimberly, and Willis.
I do.
I've heard so much about all of you, especially tonight.
Wow, she does have a sexy voice.
Why are you here?
It's all Kimberly's fault.
It's not my fault. I'm just an ignorant bystander.
Well, you have ruined my evening and Valerie's, and I want to know why.
Well, Dad, you put me in charge, but Kimberly wouldn't let me be in charge.
Well, Dad, you had put me in charge first.
Both of you have disappointed me. Willis, you have abused your authority. Kimberly, you're old enough to arrive at a compromise.
I second that.
You shut up!
That's how it's been all night.
Go on home and we will discuss this in detail in the morning.
Just a minute. Phil, don't be too angry with the little darlings. As long as they're here, why don't they stay and have dessert with us?
Dad, have you considered marrying this fine lady?
All right, you can all have dessert.
All of us?
Of course.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, girls, come on!
Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some. A man is born, needs a man of his.
strokes it takes, different strokes it takes, different strokes to move the world. Yes.